Let me have your slip, please.
I was here about a year ago. They said downstairs you had my record.
John Libby. What month?
April.
April. Ah, yes. Doris, type this for me a moment. You had an operation?
Yeah.
I remember you. Remember him, Doris? He was in the clinic last year.
Sure, I remember him. How you feeling?
Not so good.
Wait in there, Mr. Libby.
All right.
He's married.
He's the one that chewed gum all the time.
Orderly, give Dr. Feynman this chart. This man's been here before.
Dr. Feynman's on a cystoscopy.
Dr. Bethune, he'll know about it. You can't tell that guy anything. Where's Libby? Libby?
Yes?
Did they see you downstairs about charges?
Well, I saw them and they said to come up here.
About finances, though.
I can't afford anything more than I could last time.
I'm no prophet. What do they expect me to go on?
Shall I see them now?
Wait till the examination. What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I have these aches sometimes on this side.
Adhesions, probably.
The adhesions should be on the other side. This side wasn't operated on.
Well, you'd better sit down and wait till the doctor's ready.
Okay.
How old do you think he is?
I don't know. How old? 40?
He's 38.
He looks more than 40.
He's 38.
Dr. Bethune can see him now.
Mr. Libby?
Yes?
You want to follow the orderly? Take your hat and coat with you.
Come this way. Dr. Bethune wants to see you.
Bethune?
Step in here. The doctor's reading your chart.
Thank you.
Now still, hold your breath. All right, good. Breathe again.
Are you Mr. Libby?
Yes, doctor.
What seems to be the trouble?
I don't know, doctor. On this side, every so often, I have aches. It feels like something's wrong.
Okay. Well, take off your shirt.
Yes, sir.
How often do you have these pains? Undershirt, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just recently. Every so often. I was in the hospital last year.
You want to stand up straight? That's fine. Fine.
My heart's all right, I think.
Lean your head just slightly. That's it. Want to look at your eyes. Open your mouth. Open your mouth, please. Now your right arm. Just for blood pressure.
I'm afraid it could be something serious on the other side. I wouldn't want that, doctor.
Don't worry about that too much. Okay, that's fine. Now when I ask you to cough, cough. Ready? Cough. Again. 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 Okay. Now sit up on the table.
How am I, doctor?
Well, seems your lungs are all right. Blood pressure up a little, but nothing to worry about. Over more. Now lie back.
Are you going to x-ray me?
I think so. The only way to tell anything. You have to lie still, Mr. Libby. All right, nurse. Come in and close the door. We're not going to try anything fancy on you, Mr. Libby. You've had intravenous before.
Sure.
Did you call Dr. Seidel?
Yes, doctor.
It's not going to hurt. Now, clench your fist. Let's see if we can find a vein here. All right, fine. Okay, nurse.
How much dye are you using?
Oh, about 20 cc's.
Isn't that a lot?
Is this the man?
Intravenous, Phil.
He's not hurting, is he?
No, I've had these before. As long as it's not a cystoscopy, that's all.
I'm going to move you a little, Libby. Okay, that's it. Now we got to get you in line here.
That stuff gets down fast enough now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. All right, I want you to take two deep breaths. Breathe through your mouth. I'll tell you when to hold it. Then lie perfectly still, okay? I want you to lie perfectly still.
Okay.
Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Hold it.
How about it, finance? Just 1 minute, please. Make a little more noise, Molly. I'm talking on the telephone. Will you repeat that again? There was a little disturbance. Oh, Mrs. Libby. Sure, sure. How are you, Mrs. Libby? That's fine. I'll call him for you. Your wife, John.
She insists on calling at the office. Hello, Stella.
John, darling, what did they say at the hospital?
I'll tell you when I get home, Stella.
Tell me if it's serious, that's all.
I'll tell you when I get home. Mr. C-A-R-L-I-N is in the office. He doesn't like pleasure on a business phone.
I'm so worried. I've been worried all day.
There's no use worrying, Stella.
Is it serious? At least you can tell me if it's serious.
It's serious.
God.
You asked me. I told you.
Phew. How serious? Who examined you, John?
The regular doctors.
The same you had last time?
Darling, I got work to do. Wait till I get home, okay? Can you wait till I get home? I'll tell you about it when I get home.
Are you crying, Stella?
I heard a good one last night. Charlie tell you, John?
Who was that lady I seen you with?
Yeah, great sense of humor, Molly. Like an ox. Do you mind me telling John a joke like she never heard a joke in her life?
I've been thinking I'll take a vacation before I go to the hospital, Harry.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Listen to this, John. This gal...
And just maybe for 2 weeks. You think he'll mind?
If he minds or doesn't mind, take a vacation. Take it and then tell him. If it was me, I'd take 4 weeks and with pay.
All your big ideas you give to other people.
Listen now, Molly.
Has he eaten?
He's eaten. You know what you gotta say to him, John? Like you was giving him the orders, not vice versa. Mm. Don't stand for a negative answer. And if he tries to say something, speak first.
I deserve a vacation.
Sure you do. I deserve one myself.
I have a week coming to me from last year I didn't take, so it's only an extra week.
Who's gonna keep the books?
You'll keep the books.
Oh, listen to him. Me keep the books? You think he wants to come back and find a mess of figures upside down in every which way? I'm not messing John's books.
I'm not coming back, so you don't have to worry about my books, Molly.
Not coming back? What do you mean? You quitting?
I don't think I'll come back. That's all.
John, you're absolutely crazy. Get it out of your head once and for all. Don't talk yourself into it. Are you crazy? That's no mental condition to be in. How you like it? A guy with brains letting himself go like that. Why, there's a million guys with operations every day, and what happens to them? You think they have that attitude? Where would they be if they had that attitude? Okay, you're feeling bad. You just come from the doctors. Now take a nice long rest.
Don't think such things, John. You mustn't think such things.
He's all right, Molly. Don't worry. And when he comes out, I'm going to throw him a party. Get your mind off the whole business, John. Don't take it so serious. Ask him for a vacation. Have a good time. Molly will take care of the books while you're gone.
I'll take care of the books, John.
I'll see what he says.
You understand me, don't you, John? How you like the guy? Operation's a three-fourths mental condition, and how you like him?
Come in. Come in, John. What is it?
I'd like to speak to you a moment, if you're not busy, Mr. Carlin.
Well, I'm always busy, John, but sit down. I understand you went to the hospital this morning.
I had these aches in my side, and I thought I'd...
Oh, now, John, you needn't apologize for going. A thing like that must be seen to, and the sooner you do it, the better for all concerned.
That's true.
I don't believe in tampering with nature. Nature has her own laws, but a thing like yours, well, I want to have my people healthy. Health first, I say. Health first, always. Never stint on health. You've been with us for 15 years. You know how I feel about that.
16 years.
16 years should tell you that, John. If there's anything we could do for you, I want you to say it.
Well, you can do something for me, Mr. Carlin.
All right, John?
I'd like to have my vacation now.
Then later you're having this operation, is that it?
Yes, Mr. Carlin.
How long do you think that will take, John, speaking conservatively, say?
Oh, I don't know. These things you can't tell. Depends upon what they do, Mr. Carlin.
Well, last year you were out about 5 weeks, weren't you, John?
Yes, sir.
Well, you understand why we didn't allow the vacation you speak of. Under normal circumstances, you would have had your vacation like the rest of them.
I know that, sir, but usually there's 1 week with pay.
John, weren't you paid?
No, sir.
How did that happen? You were never paid?
No, sir.
Oh, now, there must be some mistake. There must be some mistake. That's never happened here before, has it, John?
I don't believe so.
Oh, I'm sure it hasn't. Well, suppose you take your 2 weeks vacation, John, and we'll see about that pay business when you return. How's that? Suppose we do that, John, and meanwhile you take good care of yourself, and let's have you back with us real soon.
All right, Mr. Carlin. Thanks.
Good luck, John, and take care of yourself.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Mr. Carlin.
Yes, goodbye, John.
John?
Yeah?
Give me your things.
I'll put them away, Stella.
I have some hot tea for you. Dinner's on the stove. Give me your things.
I'm all right.
Go in, dear, and sit by the table now.
You don't have to baby me, Stella. I don't need babying.
Sit down now. Sit down.
Well, Stella, this has been a long day.
Yes, of course it has. The tea is hot, and I'll give you some lemon. Tea is nice no matter how you feel.
I have to have another operation, Stella.
Cut me a piece of lemon with a knife, John.
Don't get nervous, and don't cry, Stella. I don't want you to cry. It's nothing to cry about.
I'm not crying, John.
Let's talk sensibly. Like two human beings, I don't like crying.
I know you don't, John.
They showed me the plates. I took x-rays, and there were two white spots in the right kidney. That's the only good side left, still.
Maybe they'll dissolve?
They won't. They're too big.
Is that what they said?
I saw them myself. They're just too big.
Maybe they're not stones, John.
They're stones.
You feel all right now?
I feel okay. They wanted me immediately. Tomorrow or Thursday, but I said no. I think I'll wait a couple of weeks. They have to give me a cystoscopy and more x-rays for further examination. So I'll go in on a Tuesday, and they'll operate on a Thursday or Friday.
You're not afraid, are you, John?
Yes, I am, Stella.
I'm afraid too, John. I'm afraid. Something's in the kitchen.
It smells good.
Your specialty with onions.
I spoke to Mr. Carlin today, and he's given me 2 weeks or so. So we'll have a vacation before I go.
That's good, John. A vacation won't hurt you.
Don't make the onions so brown.
You need a rest.
I don't need a rest. That's all I've been doing. I've been resting. I've been dieting. I've been following their instructions. So what? So what? Now I'm sick again.
We'll go someplace where there's fresh air, and then afterwards, when it's over, you'll get better quickly.
Should I slice the bread?
Dinner's ready. Sit down, I'll slice it.
Any mail today, Stella?
No mail, dear. Sit down. Don't stare at me that way, John.
I didn't mean to stare. Stella, was I staring?
Eat the beets. They're good for you.
I checked up on the insurance policy today. It's all right.
I don't want to hear about the insurance policy.
Those things have to be checked on, and it's all right. There's $5,000 coming, and it's in order. These things have to be talked about.
All right. We talked about it.
All right. It just had to be said. When the time comes, you know where it is. It's fortunate I got
I don't want to hear a word about the insurance policy.
Okay. I didn't say a word, okay?
Like you were going to die. Don't talk like that.
I am going to die still.
John, no. John, you're not. You're not. You mustn't say it when you're not.
Please, Stella. You mustn't even think about it. Sure, you think I don't know how you feel, but I know very well. I got 10 times the pain thinking about it is from the pain itself.
No, John. No.
Well, I'm no different from anybody else. I realize that.
You're not going to leave me. I'll be all alone. You won't leave me, will you, John?
I don't want to die.
I'll die too.
Let's not talk about it. There's lots pleasanter things to talk about.
John, you won't, will you? You won't?
How can I say, Stella?
Say you're not gonna die. Tell me like you meant it.
Here's my wallet, Stella. Open it and take what you see there.
Why don't you answer me? There's 10 $100 bills and 2 $500 bills. 2,000? What is it? Where did you get the money, John?
Pick it up, Stella. Have you ever seen a $500 bill before?
Where did you get it, John?
We're spending it on ourselves. I decided for both of us. Anything you see or want, we'll buy. Like you always wanted to go to the opera, we'll go to the opera. We'll buy some clothes and we'll go to the opera and we'll do everything we always wanted to do. That's what the money's for.
We never had $2,000 in our life.
I borrowed it from Mr. Carlin.
He gave it to you?
I didn't ask him.
How? You took it?
He'll get it back.
Get it back? How is he getting it back if you're spending it?
The money you're getting from the insurance, Stella, you'll pay him back.
Don't look like that, Stella. It's no crime.
There won't be any insurance.
You'll have $5,000. And after you pay Mr. Carlin, you'll have $3,000 left. Why say there won't be any?
So you're already figuring on it. Your mind's made up.
Stella, all my life I've been broke. I never had a dime that wasn't somebody's as soon as I got it. What's wrong then? Just because I'm doing what I always had a mind to? And now I can do it. I'm borrowing from you. But there'll be lots left. You won't feel sorry for the pleasure, Stella. We'll have that together.
You could have borrowed off the insurance, John.
How long we had the policy? 5 years? What's there to borrow?
Like money was the only thing in the world? Like it was the
only-
It's
not the only thing in the world. I know it's not. I just want to have some fun, Stella, that's all. Isn't that what we've always been talking about? Someday, we said. If we can't afford it now, then when? When? Answer me! We've been living in the same place, the same apartment, for years.
I don't mind that.
I mind it. I'm sick of it. Why don't you say you're sick of it? You are! I get $35 a week so you can wash and cook and take care of the home day after day. Listen to the radio and look at the furniture day after day after day, and that's not all. Don't tell me how you feel, Stella.
I haven't complained about it.
And I'm sick of your not complaining about it.
What did you want me to do? I tried to make the best of things, didn't I, John?
Making the best of things. All the time being brave. Denying and scrimping and saving and making ends meet. It adds up to nothing. That's what it adds up to, Stella. Nothing.
Put the money away, John. I'll give you some more tea.
We'll use it then?
We'll use it.
You're not feeling bad. Please don't feel bad. That's not why I took it.
I'm all right, John.
Show me by smiling. See? It's not stealing. It's nothing like stealing. We'll get it back soon, Stella. We'll be very happy.
The tea is still hot, John, if you'll pour me some. And you haven't eaten much, John.
I'm full just thinking. I can't eat.
You have to eat something.
What are you thinking about? About me? And what about me?
I'm not thinking anything at all, John.
Do you hate me?
I love you, John.
Maybe afterwards you'd hate me?
If I love you now, what's the sense of hating you later? I could ask you to change your mind, but you won't do that, for it's made up, and I can't argue things like that away. And that's all I don't like about it. You're scaring me, and you're thinking of what's coming, and the fact maybe it's true.
Anything else besides the haircut?
A shampoo and a scalp massage. And tell the boy I want to shine. And put some of that smelly stuff in my hair and whatever else you can think of. Give me whatever you can think of.
The manicurist will be with you in a jiffy.
How long does this take? I'd like my hair washed, and after the facial, maybe a Marcel.
Look all right, Stella?
It fits all right.
How about in the back? Is it all right back there?
How's it supposed to be? You never bought a suit with tails before. They just hang. They hang all right. Well, John?
I like it.
Yes, but should I take it?
I'd take it. It's the prettiest dress I've ever seen on you, Stella.
The winner and still heavyweight champion of the world, Joe Louis.
18 on the red. Bets, please. $22 on the black.
An organ grinder, Stella.
Oh, John, let him have something. Have you something?
Gracias, gracias, senor, gracias.
How much did you give him, John?
$5.
John, you see it? Look way down there, see?
A boat. It's about the size of... Oh, we must be going 10 times as fast. 20 times.
How long will we stay in Florida? Long, John?
As long as we like. Let's just see what it's all about first. Then we'll stay as long as we like.
I could just lay here and lay here. The sand's so warm.
We'll take one more swim tomorrow before we go. Listen to the ocean.
You like the sound of the ocean?
And the sun's good for you, John. You've got a tan.
Have I? So have you. Your face and your shoulders.
I don't feel like going back. I'd like to stay here, John.
Kiss me.
Do we have to go back, John?
Those going to the tower, take the elevator located to my right.
Going up. Step back, please.
Is this still the tallest building in the world, young man?
Yes, ma'am. All out.
You want to sign the book, John? Here's a book.
Well, let's just look around. Where? Oh, yeah. We may as well sign first. John Libby. New York City. What's the date? Oh, never mind. I see it, Stella. You sign.
Mrs. John Libby. Ditto.
It's windy.
Button up your coat, John.
See everything from here. Oh, I'm all right, Stella. Don't button me.
It's windy.
There's the Perisphere and the Trilon. See?
Over there.
Sure high up. Look straight down, Stella.
They look like ants.
Can you see where we live?
Over there.
Can't see it. There's buildings in the way. Pretty, isn't it, Stella? Big and far away. It gives me a funny feeling inside. We had a good time, didn't we, Stella?
Yes, John.
It's the prettiest scenery I've ever seen.
I'm not sorry, John.
I have to be in the hospital by 4. You were good to me all the time, Stella.
John.
I better get rid of the nickels. Got the duffel bag?
Must you, John?
I just want to see what happens. We're too high up. Let's go down to the 10th floor. Nobody will get hurt from here. You hand me the nickels and I'll throw them out. Open the bag.
Someone may see you.
Hand them fast. There's only $50 worth. Unwrap them first, Stella. Anybody looking?
Nobody's looking.
Here goes.
I can't see the sense to it, John.
There isn't any sense to it.
Throw them out fast.
All my life I've been making sense. Look at the people. People everywhere. Look at the people, Stella.
Maybe they'll see you.
I'm standing on the side here. They can't see me. Give me the rest, quick. Don't give you a thrill, Stella. All those people, we're making them run. It's power. We have power. We can afford to spend, Stella. It's power.
We better go.
Look.
We better go, John.
Never seen anything like that in my life.
Will you lower the blind a little while you're there? This one?
Here, what are we doing out of bed, Mr. Caroni?
The light was in my eyes, nurse.
All right, we'll fix it. Back in bed, Mr. Caroni. Some orange juice for you, Mr. Libby?
Thanks.
Sleep well last night?
Pretty well, thanks.
You'll sleep better tonight. It's hard the first night. Dr. Bethune will be here in just a minute.
The x-ray's done?
Oh, sure. You're down for surgery tomorrow, aren't you? Bed high enough?
Yeah.
He'll be here in just a minute.
Hey, seen the paper about all those nickels, Mr. Michaels?
I didn't see the paper yet.
Someone threw a lot of nickels from the Empire State Building. They had a traffic jam a mile long.
Nickels?
Yeah, two women fainted and some guy had his fingers smashed.
Be right there, nurse. Put on your bathrobe and come with me, Mr. Libby.
Yes, sir.
And slip on anything.
The cystoscopy's x-rayed, doctor?
Yes, we can see them here. There. How's that look to you, Mr. Libby?
I can't tell. What do you mean?
Well, there's nothing the matter with you. Nothing that we can see, Mr. Libby. I'm going to have to give you a discharge. Have your wife call for you.
But the other x-rays, there was something wrong.
Intravenous is not always dependable. The dye sometimes upsets the diagnosis. You're all right, Mr. Libby. Go home whenever you feel like it. Have Mr. Libby's clothes brought up, nurse.
Yes, doctor.
The dressings in 10G for Baker?
Yes, doctor.
Bring me his chart. Ask Dr. Collins if I can see him. You're a very lucky man, Mr. Libby.